Hey, yo, this is Fonz.
And Quan.
And welcome back to another show. Listen, if you're on social media, primarily Facebook, go search Backpool Sports Podcast War Room, where we are always chopping it up. We got special things going on. And, you know, even if you're a Cowboy fan, or like my man, he's still a fan, we'll still welcome you in there, you know.
Watch it. Also, make sure you subscribe, like, and comment on our YouTube channel at Backpool Sports Podcast. We're there every week, and we would love for y'all to be a part of it by dropping your comments. If you want to be notified of when that video drop, which is also weekly, hit that notification bell right over to the side. Mm-hmm. And anything else you want to add?
Man, I ain't got nothing else, man. Hey, guys, what is going on? Hey, y'all got a treat. Y'all got two videos in 1 week. So welcome back to the show, man. How you been doing, man?
Been doing good, man. I can't complain, you know. Another day on the green side.
Yeah, that's right. You know, 10 toes down, you know. Man. You know, last show. Can we talk about last show just for a little bit?
Sure.
Last show was kind of funny. I want to say I'm sorry, but I'm not. I'm just
Nah, we ain't sorry.
Nah, look, we on the back porch. We subject to say anything. So y'all just screw your wigs on tight.
Right.
Sit back, get you a cold one, and let's go and get into this topic. Mm-hmm. So, a post that came across Facebook, I think it was by Dan Orlovsky, the former quarterback of the Detroit Lions, now an ESPN analyst.
Mm-hmm.
There is a little competition going on between an AFC wide receiver and an NFC wide receiver.
Mm.
So, Maquan, I'm going to let you go ahead and kick that part off.
Well, the two receivers that he's referring to is Tyreek Hill and A.J. Brown,
yeah,
who are two good receivers. They own respectful places.
Mm-hmm.
Tyreek Hill is currently number one in receiving, and A.J. Brown is number two. You know, can't take anything away from Tyreek Hill. He's been balling. Was drafted in 2016. He's been on par to at least, you know, well, his rookie year he had about 600 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't fault him for that. But the year that Patrick Mahomes was drafted, which was 2017, he got his first over 1,000 yard receiving season. Twice, 2017 and 2018. He missed a few games in 2019, but he still managed to almost get 1,000 yards that season. So, nevertheless, he's been getting at least 1,000 yards since 2017. He's been balling out. So, with Patrick Mahomes coming in at 2017, now we want to look at A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown ain't been playing with the Eagles all his life.
Right. He got traded, right?
Yeah, he got traded from Tennessee. Yeah, from Tennessee, playing with old Ryan Tannehill.
Jack and Jill went up to Tannehill. Shout out Chisel Adonis, man.
He still had success with Tennessee, and he's having success with the Philadelphia Eagles right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I had to choose a receiver to who's the best number one, going back to that question that Dan asked on ESPN, I personally like A.J. Brown, and here's why. I like A.J. Brown because of the physicality that he brings towards the defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're going to be a number one, then whether it looks like you're open or not, you should be open. And he makes the physical catches that I would like to see from a number one receiver. Now, Tyreek Hill, you know, he's fast, and he can't help that he's fast. He uses it to the best of his ability. He uses it against you.
He's a speedster.
And, you know, you can't double-team him, you know, yada, yada, yada. He could turn a 5-yard reception to an 80-yard touchdown. You know, we know that about Tyreek Hill already, and I'm not, you know, taking anything from him.
Mm-hmm.
But when I think of a number one, you know what I'm saying, I think of, you know, you having that tight coverage and I can still throw you the ball and you make the catch. Not saying that Tyreek Hill cannot, but
history has shown.
But, man, like some of the catches that A.J. Brown has made, you know, just, you know, draped in coverage and he still, I mean, that's grown man. He just looked like a dad out there playing with kids. You know, just making the catches, you know, overpowering the defenders and still making plays, so I'll let you add on to that.
You took my line, so I'm gonna go ahead and do it this way.
Okay.
See what I did? I didn't really research the topic because I'm using my eye test at this point. Tyreek Hill is flashy.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? He reminds me of a certain receiver. I'm not going to call his name. But he reminds me of that guy. Mm-hmm. So you got A.J. Brown, who, like you said, is physical. You know, to the point, it's like you said, he's out there playing football with like 11 other kids.
Right, right.
But I'm going to have to get a nod to Tyreek Hill. Here's why. With that physical style of football that A.J. Brown plays, that leads to more injury. Mm-hmm. That will lead to more injury. Not saying, not wishing injury on nobody, but I really feel like that will be the cause of an injury because of his physical style. Tyreek Hill, he's one cut and gone. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's why I like about him. That's what I really like about him. He's one cut and gone. And then if he sees that his quarterback is in trouble, just like he did in Kansas City, like he's doing now in Miami, he's going to figure out a way to get open.
Yeah.
And then when you see him, and the coldest thing this dude ever do, he does this.
Yeah, people can't stand
when he throw them deuces up, man.
Yeah.
It's real, man.
He done burnt you.
He done boinked you. And I like that. So do I think... You know, the kicker to Tyreek Hill, in my opinion, and Tyreek, bro, please don't come at me. Do I think this style of play is going to be sustainable for that offense? Because at some point, he's going to slow down.
Yeah, but I think that's the thing that's also helping Tyreek is that he has another fast receiver that's just probably as fast as him, mm-hmm. and Jalen Waddle. Mm-hmm. So, and we seen when he had got hurt a few games ago, I can't remember what game it was, but anyway, he had to get pulled out the game.
Yeah.
You seen the difference in the offense then because people was already playing 15, 20 yards, you know, back on Tyreek Hill and probably double teaming over the top.
You got to.
Which, you know, that's still kind of unstoppable because he can take the top off the defense. But nevertheless, you've seen the difference that Jalen Waddle made because he makes the rest of the defenders have to guard him too underneath.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, so he got some help over there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he got the help. But...
And A.J. Brown does too because they got a great offensive line, which gives Jalen Hurts a good amount of time to get the ball downfield.
Right.
But you don't see, you know, Tyreek Hill, I feel like, is just a one and go.
He's a one and go.
You know, A.J. Brown is more diverse to me in his route running.
I give you that.
And he got strong hands, man. I mean.
I give you that. But who you think is going to be subject to get hurt first? Major injury. Again, we're not wishing injury on nobody. So don't come at us if they get hurt tomorrow. So we ain't got nothing to do with that. But think about it. Look at the physical receivers of the past. Yeah. They were bullies out there. Mm-hmm. But they often suffered those injuries. But you look at somebody like Hill, who's the only way you can stop him really is being extremely physical. And that's a tall order because once he get that first move on you, it's over. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So who you think is going to get subject to those injuries first?
I mean, it would be prone to A.J. Brown because of his physicality.
Right.
But outside of that, though, I mean, I just feel like Tyreek Hill, his specialty is just running past you. And I don't fault him for that. If I had the speed that he ran,
bruh,
that he
if had, I can run that, if I can I run 22.
I would want to blow past people all the time. But
22 mile per hour?
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, I look at the overall play of A.J. Brown, and I just think that, you know, You put him in the slot. He can make catches within the slot. You know, just a strong physical guy.
I get it.
You know what I mean? Strong hands. You know, he remind me of like a D hop. You
really
know?
Though, really quiet as his scalp. Not to cut you off, he really remind me of Anquan Boldin. To be real,
yeah.
That's the comparison. That's what I see when I look at A.J. Brown. Wow.
Yeah.
Like honestly, with Hill. I see more of an A-B-ish with less route running.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because A-B was quick.
A-B was quick.
He had good hands.
Yeah.
And he knew how to get open.
Yeah, yeah. And he kept running. I think he's, you know, kind of played a part in keep running
While your quarterback is in trouble, because a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, when Ben was in trouble, he would extend the play, which he's been doing since, you know, he got in, but he kept running, you know, and that's what you know, allow AB to get those yards.
Right.
So, I mean, I like Tyreek Hill for that, you know, from that perspective of, you know, not letting that play die, you know what I mean?
Continue to run.
He did it with Patrick Mahomes. It was a lot of success. And I just think Tua is just, you know, and their offensive coordinator, their coach, is, you know what he, where he comes from and what he can do.
Yeah.
And they just letting the boy play, you know, football. But
pretty much.
I like A.J. Brown to be, you know, hopefully, I think he's in the MVP conversation. And
as a wide receiver?
He should be.
You know, MVP is a quarterback only. Is a quarterback only award.
I know, and it's so biased.
It really is.
But I think he deserves to be in that conversation. Yes, it'll be hard for them to take that award away from Tyreek Hill because he's been balling out. I can't say that he hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
But he's already had his success in Kansas. You know, he done won the Super Bowl. You know, let somebody else sign. This man, A.J. Brown, then came from Tennessee. You know, playing with Ryan Doo-Doo. And, you know,
I won't.
Oh, yeah.
See, he on the shelf. Lord, here we going to talk about that shelf again. He on the shelf now. Like, you know.
You see who's starting quarterback in Tennessee. Is it Ryan Tannehill?
Because he hurt.
That ain't my problem.
He hurt. You can't
that
do that.
That is my problem.
That's because this man had playoff success.
But Will is playing better than Ryan.
He ain't played better than Ryan all night.
Well, he played against Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? He can't help that.
That's another show.
He can't help that, though.
That's another show.
He can't help that. Pittsburgh against rookie quarterbacks have had a lot of success.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he only lost one time to a rookie quarterback in that build, and I get that. But I can't call that. Man, he's straight boo-boo. I got it. That I was going to think about it. It's straight boo-boo.
He still threw over 200 yards. It wasn't really him. It was y'all
defense. I hate that. We got off subject, I know. But it was y'all defense. So, I mean, before we move to that part, me, Tyreek Hill, him, A.J. Brown. Okay. So, y'all secondary is okay.
Yeah.
Now, granted, y'all, you know, D-Hop had an amazing game Sunday.
He won't have that. We had rookie Joey Porter over there.
Yeah, y'all. Let me tell you something. Look, y'all secondary is starting to become legit. I give y'all another year with that secondary. If y'all keep those pieces together, y'all will be all right.
Hopefully.
But here's the kicker to your team, though. George Pickens. What is going on?
He got to realize that he ain't number one.
Exactly.
Johnson is our number one receiver. I'm sorry.
For right now,
he's just not.
But see,
we do need more plays to, you know what I'm saying, designed for him because he is a playmaker. But, you know, it's just not his time yet, man. Everybody has their time.
He had his year last year.
Yeah, he
came on strong last year.
Exactly.
And now you go through a whole 60 minutes of football with 2 yards receiving. And then you go and scrub your Instagram account saying, free me. Dog, the trade deadline was last Tuesday.
Yeah,
you should have said something last Monday.
You know, ain't nothing but a G thing to get rid of the receiver in Pittsburgh.
Y'all got rid of better.
Yeah, but y'all, way better.
Emmanuel Sanders, Mike Wallace. Y'all got rid of AB, which was the biggest what if ever that's never going to be answered.
Wow.
But here's the thing, like, it's like y'all defense in the first half does not know where they at.
Uh-huh. You got to warm up.
Announcers, I watched that game from mid-first quarter to the end because I had to see what was going on because y'all, we play y'all towards the end of the year, so I'm scouting at this point. And I'm looking at your defense. Y'all bring constant pressure throughout the second half. It never fails.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Constant pressure.
Y'all,
but get back to your secondary. Y'all secondary locked up D-Hop for the half.
We had one catch and, like, what, 5-6 targets?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So But getting back to your quarterback, y'all, I'm gonna be the outsider looking in. Okay, let me start off by saying I detest anything that's black and yellow. I don't like bumblebees. I don't like yellow crayons.
Boy, that comes from a lot of hurt and pain.
Listen, they come from a lot of frustration, bitterness, hurt, pain, a little bit of jealousy. But I'm going to be real.
Come on now. Y'all don't want a division. What you hating on?
Man, please, man. Y'all always look. The best thing I ever wanted for my squad was a quality wide receiver. That is all I wanted. We always had a quality running back. We always had quality defense. We always had a quality quarterback. I just wanted a quality starting caliber wide receiver that we drafted.
Oh, yeah. Good luck.
Exactly. So my stance is I'm gonna be a football fan. So I'm gonna put down the rivalry for a second. Matt Canada is not your problem.
Oh no. Oh no.
Kenny Pickett is your problem.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett just ain't where he needs
to
be. So
for all of y'all Pittsburgh fans, now this is coming from a bona fide Baltimore Raven fan. For all of y'all that's saying Matt Canada is the issue, y'all don't know football.
He was, but to
no
but,
no no
but
no, to a defense, you got to execute. You got
to
execute
to a defense. He is a part of that dongle issue in Pittsburgh because, as you can see, he was on the sideline like this Thursday.
Ding 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 ding.
But he can't. But
all he had to do was change his approach.
Yeah, he had to change his approach, and it still won't satisfy.
But Kenny Pickett got to produce.
I understand.
He got to produce, man.
And
I'm
Deontay
sorry.
Johnson can't be dropping passes.
You can't put that on Deontay Johnson.
It's a lot to be pointing to.
It's a lot of fingers to point. But if you point one, it's four fingers pointing back at you. So you got to think about it for a second.
Okay.
You got to think about it. You got to put it in perspective. I was looking at your office because, you know, you my boy. You know what I'm saying? Mm. We rival teams, but you've been my boy for a minute. I need to see what the fuss is about because we did this show a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, okay, let me see how they're doing it. But I'm looking at the offense. Your running game was decent. Hmm. Your running game gave you some first downs, especially key first downs, so Tennessee could not get the ball back with a respectable amount of time.
We played their game. They played our game and we played their game.
Pretty much.
It was
switching roles.
The entire game was a field position game.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
But Matt Canada, the fact that he's on the sideline now, because I said it when they kept showing him in the booth, he need to be down there on the dirt.
Yeah,
he need to be down there. He got to see real time what's going on.
Yeah,
because that phone call stuff ain't working.
Yeah, that just talking in the helmet to Kenny ain't working.
That ain't working.
I understand Kenny ain't where he should be, and it's a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL that is at his level that's playing better.
Kenny
played against one.
Kenny Pickett or Brock Purdy?
Huh?
Kenny Pickett or Brock Purdy?
I don't know.
Come on now. Come on, son.
I don't know.
Makes you wonder. But see, the thing is, they showed a stat on Kenny Pickett that he was like 7-3 in his last 10 games or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Those games were won by defense.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get your point on that.
Cleveland Browns. When y'all played Cleveland this year, defense had to make a play. Defense had to score points. Defense is scoring more points than the offense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then look at the strength of schedule y'all had so far. Y'all played the Rams. Cleveland is weekly.
But here's – I'm sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing about the Steelers mentality that I don't think certain people are understanding, okay? Mike Tomlin – And the staff, we understand that our offense is not where it should be and has not been where it used to be.
Right.
You know, the accident of AB and the retirement of Big Ben. Mm. We know we're in a rebuild right now. Here's the thing. I feel like here's the goal of every time the Steelers play on any given Sunday or Thursday night. Just do enough.
I got you.
Don't mess up the game.
Can I do it as a Raven fan?
Go ahead.
All right. Y'all MO is defense. Do not let them score over 21 points. Because they score over 21, we in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Hold them to at least 14. Offense, y'all just do what y'all do. Run the ball. just run the ball. Defense, create turnovers. Defense, double team that receiver. Defense, keep the top closed. Defense, blitz. Defense, get those sacks.
Mm.
Think about it. The balance the checks and balances is not weighing out.
It ain't.
And yes, that's a championship caliber team, but that's not even a playoff worthy offense.
I don't think that's a championship.
I meant to say defense. It's a championship quality defense.
We can be, you know, because we still somehow we still winning.
That's not going to be sustainable when it comes down to the playoffs, though.
No, it may not be, depending on how quickly we can get this offense going. Yeah. And it starts by, I'm not going to lie, I was a Najee Harris. I like Najee Harris. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I like the background, you know. But when I compare him to Jaylen Warren.
That's tough.
Who's pitting him, you know, that's playing behind him technically.
He doesn't get enough touches, bro.
He plays with, you know what I'm saying? He plays still a football, you know?
But he's a shorter
running back. Mm-hmm. You with a lot of more, you know, center gravity. You know, he can move quicker, you know, but it just seemed like he wants to play. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He wants to take that job from Najee Harris. But I think as long as we can find a way to complement the two running backs that we have, and also, you know what I'm saying, like I said, when we was talking about George Pickens, all right? Mm-hmm. George Pickens ain't our number one receiver. He's not. Deontay Johnson is our number one receiver.
For now.
Okay? For right now.
For right now.
You know, Deontay Johnson, he's been dealing with some injuries for the last, what, two seasons? So, you know, but when he's on that field, expect for Deontay Johnson to get those targets, even if he don't. Even if you don't catch the ball. Like, we just seen him drop a wide open pass right in the middle of the field that could have got us an early touchdown, you know, last week. Not against Tennessee, but the week before that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? But George Pickens got to understand that you ain't going to get no over 100 yards receiving every game. And I would love for you to, but it ain't enough. Because primarily, we running the ball.
Yeah, and if Deontay and George Pickens was doing that consistently, your offense would be that much better. Because then the opposing defense is going to have to say, okay, we got to stop him. We got to stop him. And, you know, but, hey, I ain't no Steelers fan.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, the play calling, I blame it, the lack of production for our receivers on Matt Canada, because he got the design plays. But I also fought Kenny Pickett because, yo, I seen at least 2-3 passes overthrown, not pitting the ball. I mean,
that's because
you got to pit the ball on them.
That is because,
and you got so much experience, and Penn has so much experience with Penn State. We expect you to come in and know how to throw the football. You did that. And we ain't got nobody else, because I darn sure don't want to see Mitch Trubisky out there. Yeah. I'd be darn to see him out there.
And y'all should have went in and traded for Josh Dobbs.
That's what I'm saying, too.
Mr. Peanut.
At least he escaped. Yeah, but, listen. You know, but it's a lot of work to be done in Pittsburgh. But the good thing about it, we 5-3.
Y'all 5-3. It's a little fraudulent, but y'all 5-3.
That's all I can say. We're supposed to be
fool's gold.
We're
but it's
to be
just
6-3. But nevertheless, we got the refs call some bull jive on the Jags.
Nah, man, Jags been y'all daddy since 96. Man, you know that,
all right? We're
6-3. Hey, welcome to the land of living. At least y'all ain't in the basement like Cincinnati. But anyway,
no. You better watch them because they're coming upstairs.
Man, we locked the door.
Shoot.
The door lock.
Y'all better hope y'all lock and continue the dog on. Who y'all play next?
We play Cincinnati. We play Seattle at the house.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be good.
We play Seattle at the house. Then we got our next 9 games. 6 of them at home.
Oh, okay. They did y'all good. I did y'all a favor.
Yeah, good. We lock the door.
And then we play
Cincinnati for the second time in a few weeks. Sometime this month. But it don't matter.
Cincinnati's, I don't know now. I don't know. Cincinnati coming upstairs.
Okay.
They had a slow start. Yes, they did.
Let's talk about this. Just for a few minutes, let's talk about Cincinnati.
Okay.
Look who they beating to get where they are.
Who did they beat?
The best team they beat in the last 3 weeks.
49ers.
And the 49ers are banged up. Mm. Everybody picked the 49ers to win that game.
Mm-hmm. That's because they were, you know, 5-0 at one point.
Yeah, at one point, but I ain't hanging my hat on that. You know, that's like, you know, hanging your hat on the knob. But anyway, Cincinnati, honestly, in my opinion, has not had a test of their faith
No, not yet.
They ain't had a test of their faith
yet. They going to. We've
already handled them earlier this year. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm kind of glad
we played them yet.
I'm glad we got the first three of the AFC North series. We went ahead and got them road games out the way. Mm-hmm. So everybody got to come on to the heights.
Well,
I mean, can Cincinnati make a run? We ain't the ones to be worried about Cincinnati, to be real. Y'all should worry about Cincinnati.
We all worried about each other. We all worried about
I ain't worried. I'm like this. I'm like, hey,
you think because you got a few games in the division.
It don't matter.
You just going to go to sleep, huh?
No. Never sleep.
Go to sleep.
My ring light is on. Never sleep.
Well, you better keep it on. Y'all mess around.
Look.
Y'all going to find out.
Nah, this business. This business.
I don't think so.
Until they up the throne, Cincinnati's the team to beat. Until they dethrone.
You forgot about Cleveland.
Huh?
You forgot about Cleveland.
Oh, them?
Yeah, them.
He said Cleveland.
You forgot about Cleveland.
Cleveland
pulled upset.
Cleveland is okay. I like what Cleveland is doing. No. I don't want to hear you talk about Cleveland. Because when I said Cleveland could come in there like gangbusters, you looked at me like,
Well, until I found out how good the defense was. Until
you found out what was going on. I tried to told you now.
Shoot.
But, man, look, good show, man. Good show as always, bro. Man. Hey, look, let us know in the comments what y'all think, man. We got kind of long with it. We kind of got off sidetracked, but this is what we do. It's sad. But, look, man, you know, tell everybody you know. Tell mama and them, grandma and them, brother. Don't you do it. Uncle, auntie, anybody, you know, just hit us up in the comments and let us know what you think. Do you think Tyreek Hill or A.J. Brown, which side are you on? And Pittsburgh fans, you know, I'm probably...
Say it to me.
Come to the heights. Come to the back porch and talk to us. I ain't going to judge you. You know, I'm a football fan first, so I ain't,
I stand in testament for the Steelers.
He said he stay in the gap for the Steelers. Two, three, four.
Definitely.
But look, we gonna go ahead and get out of here, man. So this has been the Bad Boy Sports Podcast. What's your bad for us?
Come on.
And we out, y'all.